This is from 1 John. Whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. He who says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light. He who hates his brother is in the darkness. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. If someone says, I love God, but he hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. This is God's word about loving the brethren. We have in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ a great example of love. We have in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ the power to love one another. We have in the Word of God direct and specific commands to love the brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we have these stern, direct writings in the epistle that if we don't have this love, we are not children of God. If you love brothers and sisters in the Lord, there's evidence that the love of God is in you. If you don't love your brothers and sisters in the Lord, you don't love your brothers and sisters, then the Bible says you're lying if you say that you have a love of God in you. My oldest boy, Kyle, he has a beautiful shirt. Remember when he bought it, he came home, he looked so handsome in that shirt. It's an aqua kind of a color. It's a really pretty color, handsome color. And we were all in Indianapolis one day at a revival meeting. Kyle's there, Chuck, Dan, Wes and me, five men of the Pierpont family were all at this revival meeting. It was a men's meeting. It was so beautiful. I wish he could have been there. Hundreds of men and singing. Just these men wanted to know God. They wanted to follow God, trying to make things right. And it was just a beautiful meeting. Something happened during that meeting between my two oldest boys. Chuck looked over at Kyle. He had that shirt on. And then he looked down, and he saw that one of the buttons was ripped. It was a tear in the fabric. And he remembered a day when the two of them had disagreed. And in anger, one of the boys took a hold of the other boy's shirt and the button tore. And when he saw that torn button, it broke his heart. And he started to weep. He went over to his brother. He said, I love you. I'm sorry. I hurt you. His brother said, I love you too. Little brothers began to cry. We all knelt together there. Men all around that building were kneeling and they were praying and they were confessing sin. And I knelt there with my boys and they had the most sincere time of confession and prayer.
My heart was sad that whatever contribution I had to that, my heart was so glad, so grateful, so happy to have them all there kneeling and broken and honest and loving each other. My father heart was so happy. And I hear them talk to each other on their cell phones, updating each other on each other's lives. My father heart is so happy when they love each other, when they get along, when they're kind to each other, when they make things right that are wrong. And I know that my Heavenly Father, His heart is pleased and happy and grateful, and when He sees that His sons and His daughters are loving each other, when they're really, really loving each other. He died to show us how to love. He died to make it possible for us to love. He gave us the command to love one another. He showed us how to love one another. He made it possible for us to love one another. And tonight, when we distribute the elements of communion, these symbols of Jesus' death and life, could I suggest that we think about that? And we just think, do I sincerely, with a pure heart, fervently, honestly, really, have I chosen to love my brothers and sisters in Christ? Have I devoted myself to loving them? That would be a good meditation tonight. As we, just in a few moments here, distribute the elements of communion. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're a child of God, you are welcome to participate with us in the communion service. If you are in right standing with the Lord, and I trust if you're not, you get that taken care of, even in the quiet moments when the music is being played for your meditation, the elements are being distributed. If you are a little person, a little child, and you don't have your parents' permission yet, then just wait and pass the elements by. You're here tonight with a hard heart and you're not willing to make it right, then don't bring judgment upon yourself by taking communion and making a mockery of these symbols. This is a beautiful, beautiful symbol. The Lord Jesus Himself instituted and commanded that His followers throughout the ages have gathered regularly and partaken of these symbols to remind them that it is the death and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us life and forgives our sin, cleanses us from unrighteousness. And we have that in common with all other genuine believers in the body of Christ. And so let's pray together. We'll distribute the bread and partake of it together. Pastor, if you join. Heavenly Father, I pray now as we partake of the communion service, we observe the communion supper tonight together as a church family and as families. I pray, Lord, tonight that you would help us to search our own hearts to see if the love of Christ dwells in our hearts. I pray that you'd help us to be honest with ourselves. I pray that in these next few minutes that you